Allah Ta'ala continue to increase us also in good health, understanding, and ability to act the lessons who have been taken here and elsewhere. We may have to go straight to the question and answer session, and we'll start by this question, which is very timely. You know, we want Marlon to abreast us about the rulings concerning the itikaf, and because there are a lot of questions concerning it here, which pertains, can somebody do it in Nigeria? If yes, what are the do's and don'ts? What time to go into itikaf and what time to come out?
This is, as the brother says, timing. You see, itikaf used to be a practice of our noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to do it until he left this world. He never left it for a single year. He used to do it ceaselessly until when Allah called him Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammad. Itikaf, the ruling is, it is sunnah, highly encouraged. It's not a wajib, that should be known. So it's legal status, sunnah, highly encouraged, and no one should leave it if it is affordable, if it is doable, if you can do it. When is somebody to enter at itikaf, and when should he go out of it? What scholars are divided, depending on the situation you find yourself in, but preferably enter itikaf at some stage. At the first stage, to commence the beginning of Eid al-Adha. If you want to enter, for example, you go on the 20th of Ramadan, you enter if you want to spend 10 consecutive days. And you depart therefrom very early in the morning during Eid al-Fitr day, you proceed to eat ground, but you go to the home and do the last offices like sharing the zakat al-Fitr before finally going to the Eid praying what ground. So you have had the legal status, the time at which you enter, at the point at which you depart. Okay, what are the ethics of itikaf? Number one, you don't visit anybody. If you're in itikaf, you don't go for any burial, even if it is your father. You say, ha, it's very difficult. I agree, very difficult. So if somebody is taking care of a sick person, from all indications he's going to die, if your father is better, you remain with the father, you maintain him. Is more superior than going to the itikaf. So etiquette number one, no going out. Unless such going that becomes a necessity. You have to go and eat, ease oneself, and the like. That is number one. Number two, avoid unnecessary talking. How? What is the point of listening excessively to La Barak Dunia, BBC, VOA, Radio France International? As an example, you've been listening for how many years, how many times, how many hours, how many? The point, the benefit that is derivable from itikaf, itikaf means seclusion. I'm secluding myself in a confined place for total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for self-appraisal, for self-criticism, for self-abnegation. If this is the point, it will be pointless talking unnecessarily, side talk, let alone backbiting people against people, lying, rumor mongering, and the like. It's part of the ethic and etiquette of itikaf. Make the necessary provision for your own needs so that you are not compelled to go out to them. Again, you cannot pay any visit to any sick person. Any bedridden patient is not to be visited by you. Don't go out of the mosque. That is why it is preferable to do it in a Jumu'ah, what? Mosque. The ulama have three views. One view says, itikaf is only to be done in one of the three mosques. Al-Ka'bah, Al-Musharrafah, Al-Haram al-Nabawi, in Madunati Rasulillah, or in the Dome of Rock. Which place is this? Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Azman is the hadith of Hudhayfa. In that hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, لا اعتكاف إلا في ثلاث مساجد. No itikaf is doable but in one of the three what? Mosque. Based on this, the ulama say, if you do it in Kaduna, it won't work. That is their view. But this view is punctured, meaning is outweighed by the greatness of the second view, which says i'tikaf can be done and is doable in any mosque where Jumu'ah prayer is said, as we have said. Because Allah says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي
الْمَسَاجِدِ.
So the second view is that you can do it in any mosque where Jumu'ah congregational prayer is offered on weekly basis. That would even ample you, give you opportunity of not going out, anyway, isn't it? If you do it here, for example, you will be compelled, you will be caught, you will be forced to go out. And that can render your itikaf valueless, because in the process you come across your friend, Yadi, how are you? That will definitely touch negatively the acceptability of your itikaf. Therefore, do it in a mosque where Jumu'ah prayer is safe. The third view says, even in any mosque where five daily prayers are said, you can do it. The third view. And the reason the ayah I quoted, fil masajid, this is not. But the fatwa of our mother, Aisha, As-Siddiqatu, Bint As-Siddiq, radiallahu anha, said, it should be done in a Jumu'ah mosque. But we have to go back to the views of those people saying it should be in only one or three mosques. Because the hadith is strong hadith. The chain of transmission is correct, it's Hassan, very sound. You can't leave it like this. You must do something. Now the ulama say, yes, the hadith is acceptable, but look at it. Look at the wording. لا اعتكاف إلا في ثلاثة مساجد. They say analytically, لا is a negative expression. اعتكاف is an indefinite article. Now their conclusion. النكرة, listen to the rule. النكرة في سياق النفي يفيد مطلق النفي. Translation. Any indefinite article in the contextual arrangement of a negating sentence implies inclusivity. I don't know if it is clear, this jawbreaker. Is that clear? Meaning, any indefinite article that comes after a negating statement, the negating is inclusive. It's encompassing. Meaning in any mosque. But they were corrected by saying la in the tradition of classical Arabic. Let me say classical. La has three functions. Either it comes linafi al-siha or linafi al-kamal or linafi al-wujud. La can come to imply non-existence. Like la ilaha. They say La here denies existence of any God. That is its function here. So it is La linafi al-wujud. I don't know if it is clear. There is no availability of any God but Allah. That is function number one. Number two, La comes, but it does not deny availability, but it denies what? Acceptability. For example, لا صلاة بغير الطهارة. No prayer is acceptable without purity. But he prayed now, didn't he? So availability, the prayer is there. He did it. But La here tells you, well, even though he did it, not accepted. So they are saying this second function. La linafi asseha. Thirdly, La comes to deny perfection. It is available. It's okay, it is, but not perfect. That is not complete. So they are saying La in this hadith, La tikafa, comes to do the third function. I don't know if it's clear. Correct the itikaf. Complete, accepted is there. But don't deny it here. And this is the most beautiful answer, I can assure you. Because by telling me only there, how many people can afford it? How many? Only the money back can go. And that means you will be denying a lot of Muslims this beneficial benefit. So itikaf can be done in Kaduna, in Jum'ah mosque, in any mosque. But a question was asked, can I do outside Nigeria? Something like this was said. Yes, no. Because wa ardullahi wasi'a. In Nigeria, in America, wherever. If they are Muslims, even if they are non-Muslims, if you can do it there. In itikaf, it's better you look at your past mistakes. Cry on your sins. You'll be lying, looking unnecessarily, saying things unnecessarily, without guarding your tongue. You've wronged your neighbor, your friends, for example. Remember all these things. And you should thank Allah for elongating, let me say, your life witness such. Some didn't have it. They are now in the grave. Thank Allah for that. And you have to review your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you been carrying his do's and don'ts? Your parents as well, your children, your wives, your neighbors, and the like. Look at this thing critically with the view of correcting where you have gone and gone away from the right way. This is the hikmah of itikaf. But somebody can lead you in discussing knowledge during itikaf. That somebody is knowledgeable, well, can give you translation in your cycle, of course. And let me say, any boy, any son, that his father says no, he shouldn't go. If he goes, you're waddling. Mm-hmm. It becomes simple. Right. Yeah. If a girl is debarred or is barred from going, let her obey her parents. But we expect the parents to use ayah number 2 in chapter 5, where Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. It's taqwa now, mama, baba, Allah wants to go and do. Let's go and pray for you. If you happen to be in Umrah, Allahu Akbar, that is the most beautiful opportunity. You can enter Ka'aba. Do it there, these beautiful days. You see wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us opportunity and chances to go and do. That is itikaf. But can I do it for just one day? Yes. Just one day. Is it necessary itikaf must be in the month of Ramadan? Not necessary. It can be done in the month of Shawwal. But preferably, it should be in the month of Ramadan, Nurun ala Nur. Nurun ala Nur. There is fasting, there is Quran, the Ramadan extensions that happen, you're fasting through. And don't forget, during itikaf, you expect the night of destiny to be what? Witness. Laylatul Qadr. During itikaf, if you happen to witness such, that will be another supreme success. I think this is enough on this important
issue. I just want to add to this, madam. If visiting is not allowed, and today we have alternative to visiting, which is GSM, what is the position?
Yes. Necessary callings, please mark my qualification, necessary callings cannot be denied. You call your father, Baba, good morning, what's wrong? You call your wife, please cook so and so for me. Give it to my son, my driver, bring it to the mosque. What is wrong? But please, what has PDP done? AMPP, flippancy. What business have you gotten to know? It's not your business, wait. Even your academic should be suspended for now. But necessary callings should be, communication should be done. Even that one should be reduced to the manageable level. Those going to the most with radio, world receiver, BBC, BOA, that should be discouraged. Believe me. But you can listen to tafsir. There are scholars, mashallah, this amount of tafsir, alhamdulillah. Everywhere, scholars are trying, doing their best. May Allah reward them all abundantly for that. May Allah also reward us for listening and acting on what we've been hearing. So if your intention is to listen to important news, we cannot deny you. But please, please, this is the opportunity you have gotten. Use it, you know, in the most important and positive way. Wallahu a'lam.
Jazakumullah khair. Although we've been answering questions on this severally, but maybe, you know, our sisters, they have a way of going around and coming around again. Assalamu alaikum alam. Please, what is the ruling guiding a nursing mother who is breastfeeding a baby and finding it difficult to fast?
She cannot fast?
Yes, she finds it difficult to fast.
I think this we have been answering as Malam Akhudi said it. But it keeps on coming because of the situations. You have to look at it, really. You see, breastfeeding mother or pregnant woman, if it is believed that to breastfeed makes it difficult for her to fast, if it has been established, then she has to eat. Similarly, any woman that is pregnant, if it is believed the pregnancy will not allow her to fast, let her eat. But the ulama have four different views, rulings concerning her. Ruling number one, she has to pay what she broke. I mean, the day she didn't fast has to be paid by fasting later. And additionally, she has to feed. Double feeding and
repayment.
Two. The second view, two extreme ends. No repayment, no feeding. Blank check. Like this. The third view, she is only to repay, no feeding. The fourth, no, she has to only feed and no paying back. And that is the correct view that we keep on saying. Because it is based on the fatwa of Abdullah ibn Umar. According to what I can remember now. Allahu alam. But it is the fatwa of Sahaba. Or the Sahabi. Please get a book written by Sulaim al-Hilali and Ali Hassan al-Halabi al-Athari by the name Sifatu Sawm al-Nabi. This details loss of life there at the end of the book, for where it comes appropriately. I hope I have communicated. Therefore, she will only pay. Now, the issue is, okay, this lady cannot fast. And she has eaten for the last, let's say, the last 10 days of Ramadan, for the reasons of mention. And she is hearing this ruling now. She is intending to pay them after Ramadan has come to an end. Now she hears this. What should she do? Let her go and arrange feeding for 10 people. Because each day there should be dish. We are not telling you to give breakfast, lunch and dinner. No, you give just one. Yeah. Per head.
One meal.
One meal. Is she to do it on daily basis, the day tomorrow? You can just combine 10 people at a go and give them. That is the best for you. The reason is because of Ayah 183 in Al-Baqarah, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ. Those who can do it with tremendous difficulty. And that is the case here. So we should fear Allah. If truly there will be tremendous difficulty. Not just because she is pregnant, that's all. It has to be established that if she thought she suffers tremendously, and you read Allah bikum Yusuf, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. If that is the reason, she has to eat and she has to do what we have already mentioned, and additionally, it will be good. While giving such food, there should be additional value. There should be meat, there should be mineral, because وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. If you give it meatless, you know meatless, no meat, it's okay.
No fish.
No fish, no nothing. Just like this, take and eat. That's all. Without mineral, it's okay. But the houseman says, Tuangirma, me and Sanama, the tool of honor goes with me. You can put it in this crude way. Wallahu ta'ala alamu bihi tawfiq.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, because of the growing number of leftover questions that are not answered, we don't know if Malan can give us a day where we set which
that is our practice here. At this August and important Santa Micah, may Allah increase Micah in training and ability and capacity and ikhlas. It has been our culture, we set aside a day for this important thing. Because questions are very important. Because they form part of what we do. That is why they say it is the right of the listener to ask you, to even criticize, but in the most polite manner, what you say based on knowledge, not through dogmatic. That is very important. Let's hear you. That's why I enjoy throwing questions, to hear from you. I always like carrying the audience along. Don't be just a dormant listener. But by the time you are asked, that can also activate the sense of what? Looking for knowledge, I mean from yourself, from your own end. Therefore, the answer is yes. We get time, specify it, tell us when. No, you decide. The Imam here, we took with the Imam, decided today, if you say tomorrow, I will just do it inshallah ta'ala. But you have to look previously what did we used to do. At the last one of Ramadan, or the middle 10, or the first. I can't recall now. Mm-hmm. To me, I have no problem. Maybe you say tomorrow is just for answer.
It's okay.
Define.
Are you Imam? Mm-hmm.
The Imam should decide. We have system in plan of their leadership. He should decide. We come, or is it definitive? Because come suggests probability. I can choose? You can choose for me.
We can go to the audience, mashallah. Which one we prefer?
The audience. That's beautiful. They are throwing the ball to you. That's beautiful. Do we choose Monday? No, to say
weekend will have been better. Now? Because I say weekend will have been better because of those that come in from other places.
Okay, but I understand one thing. It is as if Friday attracts leisure attendance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
okay.
Or from tomorrow. So, it's tomorrow, right?
So tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, you can see the Imam doesn't want to be dictatorial. He wants to be democratic, isn't it? That's very beautiful. So tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, will be the day of our questions and answers, and may Allah give us the ability to answer them well. Yes. So I need a lot of questions to go and go through them, to check them, to see what I can add, because answering questions is very important. You have to go back to the sources. So may Allah make it easy for all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Now.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahumma ahdina fiman hadayt, wa'afina fiman anqayt, wa tawallana fiman tawallayt, wa barik lana fiman anqayt, wa qina wasrif anna sharra ma qadayt, wa innaka taqdi bil haqqi wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yadhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt. نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تعوذ به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. واجعل اللهم الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل.